here's a story from The World.
Politics in South Asia are playing a role in the decision some U.S. voters in Texas will be making tomorrow. In the past year, the Indian government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been cracking down in the disputed Kashmir region. There's also a new citizenship law in India that critics say marginalizes Muslims. All of this is making waves in the hotly contested race for U.S. Congress in Houston. Soumya Shankar has that story.
Shri Preston Kulkarni is a former U.S. diplomat. He was born in Louisiana and grew up in Houston, where he's a Democrat running in a congressional district that leans very red. But by some accounts, it's also become one of the most racially diverse areas in the country.
October 22nd to November 2nd is early voting.
I'm on the October 22nd.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. I really enjoyed it.
Kulkarni grabbed a lot of early attention for running an unconventional campaign. He says he micro-targeted communities with low voter turnout that other candidates simply ignored.
Our campaign has reached out in 27 languages, the first of its kind in American history, to make sure that our entire community gets involved, and they have in a big way.
Despite all this outreach, certain South Asian American voters will not be voting for Kulkarni in this tight race. Shakib Mashood is an Indian American Muslim who says he used to be a fan of Kulkarni.
I was not the only one. I think about 90% of the Muslims community voted for him in 2018.
That was Kulkarni's first run for office. But Mashood says he feels very differently now.
This year I decided not to vote for him because of his suspected links to RSS.
RSS stands for Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh. It's a Hindu nationalist paramilitary group in India, which has been around for almost 100 years. It's also the ideological foundation of the ruling BJP party and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The group runs thousands of Hindu cultural and education centers. Among its professed goals, the RSS wants to redefine India according to the Hindu faith. Some of its members have been implicated in anti-Muslim violence. Last year, Shri Kulkarni attended a mega rally in Houston called Howdy Modi. The Indian Prime Minister stood on stage with President Trump and was welcomed by 50,000 Indian American fans.
Today, I have the honor to introduce you to my family.
It wasn't just the fact that Shri Preston Kulkarni attended the rally. Many Texas voters are troubled by some of Kulkarni's financial supporters. The most controversial is Ramesh Bhutada. He's a senior leader in the American branch of the RSS. In a video posted online, Kulkarni appears to thank the Bhutada family for helping get his campaign off the ground.
My father passed away a long time ago, but Ramesh Bhutada has been like a father to me on this campaign, so I really want to appreciate it.
Rishi Bhutada is the son of Ramesh Bhutada and a prominent political activist in the Hindu American community. I asked him why he supports Kulkarni's campaign.
The fact that he's Hindu means a lot to us because there aren't that many Hindus in government. And we think that by having a Hindu elected official, especially here from Texas, it's a signal to future generations that, you know, you can do anything.
But not all Hindus are impressed with Shri Kulkarni. Raju Rajagopal is with a group called Hindus for Human Rights.
I've been a lifelong Democrat, but I oppose the candidacy of Shri on the grounds that he has been prevaricating about his strong ties to Hindu nationalists in the U.S. and in India.
Texas Republicans, too, have tried to fan the flames of this controversy. The chairman of the Texas GOP recently accused Kulkarni of accepting support from a violent, racist, extremist group. Kulkarni would not agree to do an interview with me for this story, but he did send a statement via voice memo saying his campaign is both inclusive and diverse.
Unfortunately, our opponent's campaign has attempted to sow division in our district by inflaming tension across our faith communities, including the Hindu and the Muslim communities. We absolutely reject such divisive tactics. In a district as diverse as Texas 22, the only way to achieve true representation is through strong coalitions which include every community.
This race is getting a lot of attention nationally and attracting big outside money. The Democrats desperately want to turn Texas blue, and they see the South Asian immigrant community as a key constituency. That's according to Varun Nikor, with a super PAC called the Asian American Pacific Islander Victory Fund.
You know, like they say in Texas, the big enchilada. I've been calling Texas the big dosa because it literally will change the face of politics. And South Asians are 50% of all of the Asians in Texas. And so it really could be where our community delivers the vote.
Experts say Indian Americans still care most about so-called kitchen table issues during election time. That means healthcare, education, taxes, and so on. But in this Texas race, the politics of South Asia are having an impact. For example, Sri Kulkarni recently put out a statement saying he would oppose any effort to strip citizenship from Indian Muslims, and that he would also speak out against human rights abuses in Kashmir. For The World, I'm Soumya Shankar. From PRX.